For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis mayoral politics was shaken up by another controversy this week. Old tweets by candidate Tammy Sawyer were brought to light by local media. She's been apologizing for them, but that discussion has certainly overshadowed her campaign just 2 weeks away from Election Day. With us today is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Well, Otis, I think for many of us who really look at the pitfalls of politics, our first thought at the discovery of these tweets was, who in their right mind runs for office and doesn't scrub their social media, right?
Right. She's
supposed to be the tech-savvy millennial here. What does this say about her campaign, her readiness for politics?
Well, I think it says that probably there's a question about her readiness for politics. This is a situation where she has been listening to people who think that she is the next great political leader in town, and she forgot the details of actually running for office. And the details of running for office include making sure that there's nothing out there that would really derail your campaign, especially if it involves things that you are now saying that you are a champion of. It really brought into question whether she was and is prepared to be the mayor of a city the size of Memphis.
There's a kind of ironic juxtaposition here. 2 weeks ago, Sawyer had been the victim of a cruel caricature on the cover of Memphis Magazine, depicting her as a hideous individual. Then on Friday, tweets from her own past did more to validate that caricature than any artist could do. In one tweet, she mocked someone whose dog had died. In another, she said she outed a lesbian teacher and implied bullying her out of a job. There are more. How is she addressing this fallout?
Well, I mean, first of all, she finally got around to acknowledging that these were very offensive and hurtful tweets. You know, initially, she was being a little defiant there and saying that why is the media spending time on this when we have all these other issues? She even talked about why should we be talking about this foolishness, quote unquote.
Well, she also called it character assassination.
Exactly. And that this is far from that. What this is, in my view, is somebody did some opposition research here. I don't know who it was. It doesn't matter who it was. These are legitimate issues to bring before the public. And it does present a real juxtaposition here of her being and playing a victim 2 weeks ago. But now she is coming across, especially in the tweets, as being highly offensive. That runs totally counter to what Tammy Sawyer has tried to portray herself in this campaign as somebody who is speaking up for those who have no voice.
Well, one other tweet that really has been overshadowed by the rest, and but I think that deserves mentioning, one that she hasn't talked about was the one where she said she has little admiration and respect for police, which is someone running to oversee law enforcement in Memphis. Surely that does not sit well with many of the unions. It seems like that's one position that could use some clarification here.
And she's not talking about it. I mean, I think the media put it out there. This one goes directly to policy. It goes directly to what the mayor of a city has to do. A mayor of a city has to run or oversee the police department. And if she's saying without apology that she has no respect for the police, we have a problem already. If you're going to be the mayor of a city of 647,000 people where police and public safety is already the number one issue, this undermines that completely.
Otis, this has renewed questions about social media and politics. Nearly everyone these days has a long digital trail. No one is safe from their past. So should people be so intolerant of things that we posted 5, 10, even 20 years ago?
The cautionary tale here is you have to make sure that you are not tweeting stuff today that you will be sorry for tomorrow. When Tammy Sawyer first started tweeting, it was only about 3 years after Twitter actually was created. And I'm not sure that a lot of people really understood the power of social media back then in 2009. We didn't know where it was going. Now we know where it's going. But you made the point earlier. Why didn't you go back and scrub those tweets before you ever even talked about running for the mayor of a large city like Memphis? That was a failing on her part, and now she's paying the price for it.
Otis, let's take a quick look here, wrapping up the end of the first week of early voting. Where are we?
It appears at this point that turnout is running just slightly below what it was in 2015, which if that trend continues, we're looking at probably only about a 25% at the high end, 25% voter turnout.
And you've predicted that this is going to be a mediocre turnout for an election.
Oh, I think it will be.
It's low energy in the campaign.
Well, it's low energy. Plus, I think that, and especially now that, you know, the formidable challengers are not really, really stepping up, I think a lot of people will probably conclude that this is a fait accompli. We're probably looking at a turnout that's going to be at least 2 or 3 points lower than it was in 2015.
Political analyst Otis Sanford will check back in with you again next Friday. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.